Blog Talk Radio.
Man is known as the head of the family.
Amen. Ahmed is wanting to be known as the head of the family. Amen. Well, for those of you that know a little bit about the Bible, amen, you know that this is talking about a spiritual event, amen, a spiritual circumstance that's in the man's life, amen. So when you talk about being the head, as though if Christ is the head of the church, amen, which is a spiritual event, amen, amen, Christ is the cornerstone of that church, as is man is the cornerstone of family. Now let me tell you a little something about a cornerstone. A cornerstone is the main piece, amen, of a building where you have two posts and a beam that comes together that stabilizes, amen, the building. Or in this sense, it will stabilize the family, amen, and will support the family in the needs concerning spirituality, amen, hold on, or the needs of the family, which are spirituality, amen, hallelujah. They can get all this other mess anywhere else, but spirituality need to be supported in the family, amen. The children don't need to get their spirituality from no one else except, amen, the family or the husband or the wife, amen, hallelujah. But it is the husband's job to bring that form to the family. That is the centerpiece of the husband's job. Hallelujah. The centerpiece of the husband's job is to be the priest of that household. Oh, God. Well, why you say that, Brother Miles? Well, if you look in verses 25, the Bible says for a husband to love their wives. Look what it says now. Even as Christ loved the church and gave himself for the church. He gave himself for the church, Christ. So God wants the husband to give himself to the wife as though Christ gave himself to the church spiritually. Oh God. Christ gave himself, amen, died on the cross so that we could be saved, amen. Soteriology, delivered. Oh God. From our sins. How are you going to help somebody get through their sins? You can't help them physically to get through their sins. You have to help them spiritually, internally. Oh God, hallelujah. Oh God. So this man has to be able to be committed, amen, to the spirituality of this family. Amen. Hallelujah. He has to know the word of God. He has to be able to teach the word of God. He has to be able to anoint the family. Oh God, by the influence of God, Jesus the Christ. Hallelujah. Oh God. And what is he going to do? What is his main job? Main job is that he might sanctified. Ooh, God, set apart and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. He needs to cleanse his wife by washing her, amen, with the word of God. Can I get some husbands to do this? Amen. Well, God, it's our job to give the family the word of God. Hallelujah. To cleanse them, to be able to anoint them, to prepare them for a spiritual battle. Amen. Oh God, not a worldly battle, but a spiritual battle. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm talking to the husband here. Amen. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Oh, God. The scripture says in verse 27, it says that he might present it, amen, to himself, a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. Amen. Holy and without blemish, without guilt. Amen. You ought to be able to wash her and wash your family in the means of being that this family would come to a point that they will have no guilt. And if they have came to this point, amen, you will have been giving them the word of God as the Bible has told you to give them. Amen. Oh God, hallelujah. Oh God, you have the responsibility to cleanse them, amen, and give them the word of God, amen, in preparation, amen, for this fight, amen, hallelujah. Verse 28 says, so ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. Can I get a witness here? Can I get a witness here? Men, we need to love our wives as our own bodies, amen, as our own selves. Do we love our wives as we love our own selves? We don't want our own selves to be exposed in our sin, amen. Why should you want your wife to be exposed of her sin, amen? You need to be able to correct her, to be able to anoint her and guide her and lead her in the way that she needs to be able to go, amen. And the way that you do that is by being the man of God. Oh, God. Oh, God. I don't care about your position in this world. I don't care about how much money you make. Can I get a witness here? CEO or CFO, I don't really care who you are. All I care about and all Christ care about, amen, is that you're sanctifying your wife and your family. Hallelujah. You can count your money later because the devil is roaring like a lion, seeking whom he may devour. Is there anybody in your family that he can devour? Oh, God. Hallelujah. If it is somebody that he can devour, you are not on your job. We as men, amen, need to get on our job, amen, to protect our families, amen, by giving them the necessary feeding possible to be able to defend themselves in this spiritual battle, amen. I'm not talking about the world. Hallelujah. Oh, God. I don't care about how strong you is in this world, how you look physically. Amen. Whether or not you think you handsome, or whether or not you think you a playboy, or play school, or whoever you think you are, amen, that's out the door with God. Only thing God wants you playing with is with the Bible. Spiritually concerning your wife, can I get a witness here? All of this other mess, amen, you can just leave it alone. The Bible say, amen, when I was a child, oh Lord, y'all ain't hearing me here. Jesus, the Lord help me. Oh God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh God. I know that Jesus is good. I know that Jesus is good. Amen. The Bible says 1 Corinthians chapter 13. He said, when I was a child, I spake as a child, understood as a child, I thought as a child, but, let me hear somebody say, but, it's a but in this. He says, but when I became a man, oh God, hallelujah. Somebody said, when I became a man in this house, when I became a man amongst my family, amongst my children, I realized, amen, that I had to be a priest. I realized that I had to come to Christ. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. I realized I had to accept his calling. I had to be what he had chosen me to be. And that is a man of God, the priest of the household. Sure, get a witness here. He said, but... oh, God, hallelujah. He said, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. Are you still a child, my man? Well, God, hallelujah. You need to put away this childish mess. Put away these whoremongering behavior. Put away this third life. Can I get a witness here? Put away these rattling in the streets at night. The friends smoking dope and drinking alcohol all along the corner. Can I get a witness? These are things you used to do when you was a child. Can I get somebody to grow up here? Can I get somebody to recognize who they are today? We are men of God. Hallelujah. We are somebody's husband. Oh, God. We are somebody's husband. Amen. And because we are somebody's husband, we need to respond to things as though we are somebody's husband. Amen. Can I get a witness here? Oh God, hallelujah. This is one of the reasons why I know that God is a good God. Amen. And no matter what circumstance in my life, amen, he still is going to allow me, amen, to be that cornerstone to my family. I'm that other post, amen. Just like your wife is that other post, amen. Can I get a witness here? You have two posts that makes the cornerstone, church. That's the reason why the Bible reads the way it's supposed to do. The two posts come together, amen, and meet up in the middle to support the building, to support the family, to support the children, to support one another, to support the husband, to support the wife. Can I get a witness here? It's not about shepherding. Hallelujah. It's not about being separate. If you want to live a single life, you don't need to get married. Amen. Because when you have become married, there's no more you. Can I get a witness here? There's no more you and I. It's we. Oh, God. Oh, God. The scripture says this. Amen. Oh, God. Verse 31, Ephesians chapter 5, it says, for this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and shall be joined together with his wife, and they too shall be one flesh. You notice it said they two, meaning two persons or two individuals that comes into a marriage. Amen. He said that they shall be one flesh. They're going to become one flesh. When you in the marriage, you are married as long as you together, you are becoming one flesh. You are beginning to think like your husband. You are beginning to act like your husband. You are beginning to do like your husband. You are beginning to be your husband. Your husband is beginning to be you. All of your characteristics come into one bowl, but yet they were separate. But now they come into one bowl to work with one purpose, to understand one goal, to recognize and to exalt one God. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God. He said, this is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife, even as himself. Oh, God. Man, can you get out of the mirror for a minute? Can you stop looking at yourself for a minute? When you look in the mirror, you need to see your wife, amen. Can I get a witness here? You need to see her growth, amen. You need to see, amen, amen, hallelujah. Oh, God, her characteristics, amen. You need to see her spirit. You need to see God in her. You need to see God's words in her. Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, beauty is vain. Beauty is going to fade like the grass of this early church. Hallelujah. We need to be able to see God in each other, to grow with each other, to alert each other, to respond on his word with each other, to be able to anoint each other with the words of God. Hallelujah. Oh, God. We need to be able, church, to do these things. Oh, God. Man, if you so call yourself a husband and you're not in the church, or you are not spiritual as Christ is spiritual, then you are a failure. A failure has not to do whether or not you have a job, amen, because you can always gain a job, but you cannot always gain a soul. Can I get a witness here? Or y'all ain't hearing me today. So I come out and let you know, the next time your husband, the next time your husband tells you that he is the man of the house, the head of the house, amen, you need to ask him, what have you preached to us about lately? What have you anointed us about lately? What have you prayed about lately? What have you talked about God lately? Oh, can I get a witness here? What have you done for the church? What have you done for the church? What have you done for God Almighty? I don't care about the job. I don't care about all this worldly business. When have you been to church? And you want to say you are the head.